This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Mayor, wanted to give you the opportunity. You deal with a lot of criticism, a lot of very harsh criticism, and give you an opportunity to set the record straight on any issue that you want, that you sit back and hear what's going on in the community. You say, well, that's not true or that's not right.
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation that's out there intentionally from my opponent and from others. But let me start off by saying, because I didn't see the post on Facebook yesterday or Twitter or whatever it was on, or X, whatever they want to call it. You know, my police officers know if there's a crime going on, arrest people. And if you talk to my police officers, they'll say that. So for anybody to put that out there that I said don't arrest none of the youth, I mean, if they jumping and they doing destructive things, you know, they're supposed to, and the police know that. So, you know, for someone to say that again, that level of misinformation is why at the end of the day is unfortunate, particularly when we're talking about coming from journalists. It's very unfortunate that somebody would say that. My record is my record, Larry. I'm very proud of my record. To be able to say that we've reduced homicides by 33%, you know, to say that we've been able to do non-fatal shootings, gun violence is down 45%. To say in 20 years the police have not had a contract, to be able to say that we gave them a contract with a disciplinary matrix so that everything is on the up and up, and a pay raise is significant. Do they make enough? No, but is that something for the first time in 20 years without going to arbitration, they got a contract done and a pay raise? I think that's significant. When I came in, we had went 2 years without hiring any police officer. I inherited that. We opened up the academy. We've had three classes. We got two more scheduled for this year. Recruiting police has been difficult, not only here, but nationwide. It's not the glamorous career that everybody wants to be in right now. Due to the George Floyds and things of that nature, it's become more difficult. But last time we had over 200 applicants. From 200 applicants, the ones that made it through was 40. So I'm very thrilled at the fact that we're beginning to do a great job. So from a public safety standpoint, you know, we had a challenge. When I came in, second half comms wasn't even open. They were still dealing with the red tape to get it open. We cut through the red tape. We opened it. We started getting our unsheltered into second half comms. Then it catches on fire. So we had to start from day one. Now I'm glad to report that our unsheltered community are in stable, respectable, and decent housing. I want to thank Bethany and Sam for helping out with that. There's no more. We don't have any unsheltered on the north side trail or the jail trail. They're all inside, and now we will be doing the south side trail. As I told people, when we have suitable, stable, and dignified housing, we will be moving our unsheltered into those, and we've done just that. This is the first time in 20 years that you have an administration to build 2,000 units of affordable housing, 1,000 in the pipeline. This is the first time ever that the downtown area has seen this type of investment. I want to thank Governor Shapiro. I want to thank County Exec Sarah Ana Morado, as well as the Allegheny Conference. We met at my office for a year. We took the plan to Harrisburg to meet with Governor Shapiro. $600 million for 10 years coming to downtown. Mark 8th Street is now. We just broke ground on Marcus on 8th Street with the Cultural District. So we're doing 8th Street. We're looking to do Market Square and Mellon Square to revamp our public spaces to make them more advantageous for people to come downtown. We got seven conversion projects right now to turn commercial real estate into affordable units downtown. We've done a lot. First time ever in this region that we got 12 low-income tax credit deals and two funding cycles to be able to build more affordable housing in this city. First time ever in the city, we had a $30 million affordability housing bond so that at the end of the day, we can build more housing and preserve more affordable housing. $37 million of our federal funds went to preserving and building more affordable housing. Keep Pittsburgh Home is something that we moved for the first time. In 8 years before I got there, the land bank was already in process but had not moved one property. Since then, we have moved 150 properties from the land bank back onto the tax rolls. That's amazing all by itself. Our own PGH is where we took 150, 160 low-income renters and turned them into homeowners, most of them headed by single women households. That's amazing. When we talk about, when we talk about the fact that our bond rating, where everybody said that we would be in a deficit, our bond rating, where it's difficult in every city that you go to because of the ARPA funds are leaving, the bond rating agencies moved our bond rating from AA minus to AA. They've improved that. We ended the year on a surplus. That is amazing. It's a wonderful thing. At the end of the day, the NFL draft is coming here. Do you know how beautiful it was when Mr. Rooney and them called me and said, hey, Mayor, thank you for all you've done. The NFL draft is coming. They wouldn't be coming for a city that they didn't see that was stable and safe because their brand is bigger than that. So to have the NFL draft coming here is amazing. When we talk about some of the other things we did to make this city safe, such as we created 30 new traffic calming patterns. I'm sorry, we created a whole lot of traffic calming patterns in 30 new neighborhoods that never seen it, from Homewood to Hazelwood to Greenfield. It's amazing what we've done in that situation right there. We've also fully funded the automatic red light so that at the end of the day, there's less confrontation between police and community. They could just look at the camera and be able to send the ticket. We've been able to do that. Again, keep Pittsburgh Home. Look, we're making sure we protect renters. We're holding slumlords accountable. We're expanding first-time homeowners. We're regulating short-term, such as Vrbo's and such as Airbnbs. We're making sure we do that. And we're also making sure that these corporate developers that come from out of town, buy them below market rate and then flip them to make more money and outprice our Pittsburgh people. We're making sure that we stop that. This is why all that's important. Larry, we did this in 3 years. We've done more in 3 years than most administrations have done in 8. And so they can lie about my record. They can put out all this misinformation. The reason why I don't focus on that, Larry, because at the end of the day, there is nothing I can do. They had a push poll out against me that said that I was releasing criminals from jail. I don't even control the jail. So there's a whole lot of misinformation that my opponent's putting out there. You heard me say it earlier today. If I'd have met with mega Republicans at the Duquesne Club,
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
See on KDKA, it would have been everywhere. They'd have blasted it out. My opponent can meet with him, and it's just another day in the media. So I couldn't tell you why that. You know, you asked me a question. My answer is I can't tell you why. But what I can tell you is this. I'm proud of the work that we've done. I've made a commitment to the police and Department of Public Works that I would never criticize them in public. So I've never criticized them in public because I don't believe that you can build your morale of your workforce by criticizing them and blaming them things in public. If we gonna have tough conversations, let's have them behind closed doors. We did our job. That's why I'm running for mayor again, because we're gonna continue to move this city forward in a way that says that we create a city for all. There's a difference between the rhetoric that they talk and what I just mentioned. I'm not telling people what we gonna do. They can check the record and see we've done it.
What about public works during the snow? You took a lot of heat for that. The streets, maybe a simple thing, but really important to a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, and it should be.
How have you addressed that?
Yeah, and it should be. And, you know, I was clear when I came in. We're talking about decades of disinvestment in the public works. That's why I didn't come out and blast them. I'm talking about when I came in, we didn't have no trucks. We was down 21% in personnel. And so we've done a lot to be able to hire. First thing we've done is we said, look, we want a first snowstorm service level standard, and we treat every street, we treat all the streets, Hold on. I gotta wait till that goes off. But we treat our streets. We purchased 12 new vehicles to supplement DPW snow fleet. We're still investing. We spent $40 million because we weren't only short on fleet only short in fleet in Department of Public Works. We were short with the fleet and police. We were short with the police and fire and ambulance. But listen, I only been here for 3 years. The disinvestment didn't start 3 years ago. The disinvestment started 15, 20 years ago. My opponent was on council. He wasn't justifying or saying that they needed these to be able to invest in our fleet. We did. We spent $40 million, $20 million in ARPA, $20 million in our money to ensure that we got an ambulance. We just did something on that. Some trucks for DPW. You just heard me say we got 12. We leased six and we leased six and we bought. We made sure that at the end of the day we had some police vehicles that we can get. We still got a long way to go when it comes to talking about investing in our core and our fleet because of the years of disinvestment. So have they done better? Yes. DPW's done better, and here's how I'll tell you. When I first got in 21, we couldn't get snow up for 3 days. You know what I mean? We're not waiting 3 days to get the snow up now. And had some of our vehicles broke down? Well, if you got 15 to 20-year vehicles and we haven't invested in them, yes, they're going to break down. But the reality is we started to change that narrative. We are investing in them, but we're not going to get there overnight. There's no microwave meals when it comes to growth. But what we are doing is we are steadfast in making sure that everything we do is about improving the core services of this city. That's not something we're talking about. It's something that we've proven. And that's why I'm running for mayor. This is the difference. We're transforming this city into the city that we wanted to be for everybody. We're not holding on to yesterday. So the misinformation, like, you know what I mean? I let people out of the jail. You know, I told them not to arrest people downtown. Larry, if I focused on that, I couldn't have run off the accomplishments that I ran off. I mean, that I just told you. So at the end of the day, we've done a wonderful job. We will continue to do that because I love this city. I love this city. And I have not came on this radio station or any other radio station and lied about my record. I have not come on here and told false claims about my opponent or anybody else. Everything I've said has been accurate to the point. And it's upsetting that you have some journalists that can come out and say anything and try to substantiate lies that have nothing to do with me but want to put on me.
How much of this is about race?
I don't know.
Opinion.
You know, I don't know. I'm not gonna get into that. I'm not because you know that's always. I'm not gonna get into that. I let the people decide. They have a decision to make in March. I mean, in May, in regards to the election. You know, when I understood coming on here, coming into this office, being the first African-American the city's ever seen, that, you know, I would have some challenges. I've embraced those challenges because at the end of the day, Larry, I'm not concerned about how people see me because, you know, of the color of my skin. You know, Marty asked me one day, how do I feel about people not liking me because I'm black? Well, I mean, like, what do you want me to say to that? Like, I've been in this city my whole life. There's nothing I can say to that. If you don't like me because I'm black, there's nothing I can do about that. I can't focus on how you treat me. I can only focus on how I treat you. And I'm going to treat you the way that I would want you to treat me. I'm blessed. I'm blessed because I've always come up in diverse. My family's from the Hill. I was born on Lawn Street in Oakland. You know, we was the second black family. I grew up with white and blacks my whole life. I don't have no ill will towards anybody. I don't only see people's color. I see their humanity. I see who they are as a person. I don't have to judge somebody based on the color of their skin. So when he asked me how I feel about, you know, people not liking me because I'm black, or the big developers not liking me because, you know, I'm not letting them do what they want to do because I want market rate, or the MAGA Republicans because I won't do business with them, I can't worry about that. What I can worry about is how we build a city for all, how we stand up for everyday Pittsburghers in the city, how we create housing where everybody can have an opportunity to live, where we continue to work with our police to make in our neighborhoods to make this the safest city in America, where we can show that we're open for business, where everybody can thrive. That's the city I want. I want a city that's for everybody, not a city that everybody looking at me or certain percentages of the population calling in, telling Marty or telling whoever we don't like him because of the color of his skin. You know, I asked Marty, what room are you in that they talking like that? And why are they talking to you like that? You know what I mean? Don't nobody come in my space and talk to me like that. So at the end of the day, I'm going to stay focused on making this the best city in America. I love this city. I'm going to do whatever I can to build this city. And in May, I'm asking for your vote because at the end of the day, there is no go back. Let's go forward and make a city for all.
Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey, appreciate your time, Mayor. Thank you.
Appreciate it.